Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to simplify things. Tonight, we have no birthdays, no trivia, and no This Week in Recording History. What we do have is a whole show of vintage songs with just simple one-word titles. And we're going to get started right away with a fantastic recording of Fantastic.
Thank you. that's a very good tweet.
Hey, what?
Pass the mazula.
That the devil can be beat.
See.
Run down the paso for an appetizer bite. And then you must have Italian wine. Pass the mazula. Make a weaker man slow.
Hey, honey, ma.
Pass the mazula. Make it live a very long.
Oh, man.
And if you want to have a great big chest, the buttons of your vest. Don't be a fool. Eat pass the
The University Six, a pseudonym for the California Ramblers on Harmony, Columbia's budget label, and Pasta Fazula, written by Edward Clark, Frank Sabini, Gus Van, and Joe Skenk. In addition to songwriting, Edward Clark was an author, director, and prolific actor, appearing in dozens of movies from the teens through the 1950s, including an uncredited role as a member of the ship's crew in King Kong in 1933. That recording of Pasta Fazula was made on July 20th, 1927, and I don't know about you, but now I'm hungry. Pasta Fazula was preceded by McPhail's Jazz Orchestra of Chicago and pianist-composer Lindsay McPhail's only band recording, Zowie, from an Olympic 78 waxed in August of 1921. Lindsay McPhail is best remembered as the composer of San, and since that's also a one-word title, we're going to hear a version of that in the next segment of the show. Before Zowie, it was the Dixie Stompers, a pseudonym for Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra on the Harmony label, and Dynamite from April 14, 1926. The vocal there was by Don Redman. We began this one-word title edition of the show with the Capitol Dance Orchestra in 1930 and Fantastique. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This week, we're playing songs with one-word titles. This next segment has not only one-word titles, but one-syllable titles. Here's Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. Thank you.
has captured every heart, Amy Johnson, it's you. We have watched and waited since the day you made your start, Amy Johnson, it's true. Since the news that you are safe has come along, everyone in town is singing this love song. Amy, wonderful Amy, how can you blame me for loving you? Since you've won the praise of every nation, you have filled my heart with admiration. Amy, wonderful Amy, I'm proud of the way you blew. Believe me, Amy, you cannot blame me, Amy, for falling in love with you.
Tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of happiness.
Dick Robertson from a Hit of the Week record released around April 30th, 1931, and Tears. Tears was written by Frank Capano and Billy Ure, and in addition to Dick Robertson and Frank Capano himself, Jerry Vale, Bobby Vinton, and British vocalist Ken Dodd also recorded Tears. Before Tears, we heard Nat Lewis and his dance band, with Nat Lewis performing the vocal on Amy from a broadcast 78 recorded June 4th, 1930. Amy was written by Horatio Nichols, whose real name was Lawrence Wright, and who also wrote under the pseudonym of Gene Williams. Nichols also wrote the music to Among My Souvenirs, with the lyrics by Edgar Leslie. Amy refers to aviator Amy Johnson, who was the first woman to fly solo from England to Australia. She took off in her de Havilland Moth on May 5, 1930, hoping to break the record for the flight. With several crash landings and bad weather, she didn't break the record, but after 20 days and 10,000 miles, she did arrive in Brisbane. We began this one-word, one-syllable set of songs with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and South, one of eight issued sides, all recorded on September 7, 1928.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Continuing the special one-word title edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, earlier I promised a version of Lindsay MacPhail's San, and here it is. Thank you.
Her attention, not to him, not to her, not to them, not to those, but to me. Her family, they held a convention, not for him, not for her, not for them, not for those, but for me. I'm delighted, yes sir, and I have to laugh. Standing on my dresser is a photograph which proves that she gives all her attention, not to him, not to her, not to them, not to those, but to me.
Well, there we had another one-syllable title segment. In there was George Olsen and his music, and Who, from the musical comedy Sunny, written by Otto Harbach, Oscar Hammerstein, and Jerome Kern. The vocal trio on that November 6, 1925 recording was Fran Fry, Bob Rice, and Jack Fulton. Answering that musical question, who, was Dick Robertson and me from July 21, 1931. That was Ben Selvin and his orchestra with Benny Goodman on clarinet. We began with Ben Selvin's dance orchestra around July 28th of 1924 and one of the great tunes of 1920s jazz, San, written by Lindsay MacPhail. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and available in the north of New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107. Here to start off the next segment of our one-word title show is the Golden Gate Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Green Brothers novelty band and Glad from an Edison Diamond disc waxed March 17, 1924. Glad was written by James F. Hanley and was preceded by what sounds like should be three words, but is all pushed together as one word, Rough and Ready, a piano solo written and played by Roy Bargy. That was recorded by Victor the day after the Green Brothers recorded Glad. We began this segment of the show with the Golden Gate Orchestra, with Adrian Rollini on bass sax, on Delirium from June 26, 1927. Here to start off the final segment of tonight's show is Tracy Brown's orchestra.
Tiny little toes, a turned up shiny little nose. To me she's mighty like a rose, and everybody knows she's beautiful. Although she's mighty hard to make, she's also mighty good to take.
Thank you. in love with you. Do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say for you I yearn, would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you.
We begin this final segment of the show with Tracy Brown's orchestra and Beautiful from March 20th, 1928. Like Coon Sanders' Nighthawk Orchestra, this band is named after its two leaders, Frank F. Tracy and J. Nelson Brown, who played reeds and violin. Early in its life, the band included Chicago reed player Art Castle, famous for his recording of Hell's Bells. Tracy Brown's orchestra had just the one recording session, but it resulted in four issued sides. Next, it was Fats Waller with a pipe organ solo titled Tanglefoot, recorded in the former Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey on August 29, 1929. Next, we heard the Hollywood Dance Orchestra in 1930 and Sposen, written by Andy Razaf and Paul Deniker. We finished up with Paul Specht and his orchestra and Corn Fed, recorded August 24, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.